the Tom Likas Show.
About a recipe for pancakes.
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
Do you like pancakes? Thank you for tuning into the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you find us Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at blowmeuptom.com. Our podcast is available on demand at premiumtom.com. That's premiumtom.com. Thank you for tuning in, and we have been talking here in advance of Valentine's Day about whether there is such a thing as love and whether you should be working so hard to find it, when in reality, the love you should be working hard to find is love of self. Loving yourself is the most important love of all. Or, as the late Whitney Houston said, the greatest love of all. Speaking of people who did not love themselves. Treating ourselves better, not taking shit from people, not changing to other people's religions or doing what other people tell us we have to do, not taking shit when they erode our self-esteem by telling us we are worthless, by telling us we don't do enough, by telling us we don't do the chores, we don't take out the garbage. Fuck them. Fuck them. Seriously. What are we doing? All you beaten dogs I talk to all the time, you ought to know this by now. You are not loved. You are not loved because you don't believe you are lovable. You don't believe you deserve to be with people who love you. And the result is you choose bitches and hoes. You choose people who fuck around on you and put a knife deep into your heart. Because you don't believe you deserve love. You don't believe you deserve to be liked. You don't believe you're lovable. And so you pick people who treat you like shit. And you call it love. That's why Valentine's Day looks so pathetic. People desperately out there trying to prove how loved they are. Or how in love they are. Pathetic. Our telephone number here is 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM. Agree or disagree? Is there such a thing as love? Is it worth the cost? Is it worth the trouble? Why not just fuck around when you need to get fucked, and the rest of the time, spend that time on yourself? Proving your life, getting more education, working out, self-improvement, working on moving your way up in the company or starting your own business. Why do you waste your time trying to find women? I don't get it. Women to fuck? Fine. Women to live at your home? Doesn't make sense to me. 901-3000-866. Tyler, in San Diego. You're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Yeah, how you doing, sir?
I'm okay.
Got an interesting story about love. I've been married, going through a divorce right now, but would have been the 10-year mark, as you've talked about.
Yeah.
And it's actually the first show I've listened to in quite some time, but pretty apropos because my wife went on a girls' night out the night that I found my father dead, shot himself.
Wow.
Girls' night out.
Wow.
My father committed suicide. Girls' night out.
And she knew it.
Oh, yeah. I told her. She knew what was going on. I said, hey, you know, my dad committed suicide. And I went and found him and the whole bit. And she was calling me within several hours. Hey, when are you going to be home? When are you going to do this? When are you going to do that? Because she had something planned that night.
That's hardcore. By the way, to me, not surprising. But I'll bet that's surprising to a lot of people listening.
Listening.
No, I said it's not surprising to me. It is surprising probably to a lot of people who are listening.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, sir. I tell that story to people. Yeah, you know, my soon-to-be ex-wife went on a girl's night out the day my father committed suicide.
How long were you married, by the way?
9 years.
Yeah, you told me it was just short of 10. I'm sorry. And how much money is she taking from you in this divorce?
Oh, everything.
Everything.
I gave up my career. I mean, I work in a lumber yard now, but I was a cop. I made good money. I used to call, you know, back in June, July, pretty frequently. But I gave up my career for my family. I have two beautiful children, which, hey, you know what? They're still my kids. I love them to death. But I gave up everything for my family. Everything. And I'm living in an RV, and all my stuff, after 31 years of life, when I, you know, when she kicked me out, it fit in a 5x7 closet in a storage unit.
And when you confronted her about this, I'll bet that she thought that you were being outrageous and that she was totally justified.
Yeah, absolutely. We haven't even gone to court. I haven't seen my kids since Christmas. You know, I don't even want to think about, you know, I went from making $30 an hour as a police officer to $10 an hour working in a lumber yard.
And what are your kids doing? How have they reacted to all this?
Well, I know for a fact that if they were able to say who they wanted to go with, they would go with me, because I watched them and, I mean, I took care of them for 3 years. I mean, made lunches, made dinners, the whole bit. I mean, I was a stay-at-home dad for a long, long time. And now it's like, boom, done. You don't get to see him. That whole deal.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So now, after you've been through that, let me ask you this question.
Set.
Do you believe in love?
No. I don't know whether it, you know. No, I don't. I know what I feel in my heart, which is, hey, you know what? I believed in the vows of sickness and in health and the whole bit. And she kicked me to the freaking curb. And it's like, you know what? F you. I'm done. I'll be alone the rest of my life. You know, my hand works pretty well. I mean, granted, not as soft, but.
Yeah. Well, little jergens will always do the trick, from what I hear.
Yeah, I can get off any way I need to. But yeah, it's brutal. And she's putting the screws to me, not in the good way.
Understood. That is pretty outrageous.
Yeah. But, you know, it's taken going to, you know, you've always supported going to therapy and counseling and to understand what's going on. And for me, I mean, that was the moment that I just said, I checked out. I was done. And it was, you're going on a girl's night out. My father, I just found my father dead. He shot himself. And you're going and partying and having a great time. It's like, I'm done. I'm done.
Did she even try to get you to change her mind?
No.
So in reality, what she was doing was she wanted you to be the bad guy.
Yeah, pretty much.
She wanted you to be the one to say, get out.
Yeah.
And now she'll get a fortune. She'll be rewarded by the system for being that kind of person.
Yeah. But all I wanted was, you know, her support. And that was when I I found a new counselor because I went to the counselor the week after, the therapist, the week after this all happened, and I said, hey, you know what, I'm supposed to be in this relationship with my wife, and she's supposed to be there for me. And the counselor looked me dead in the face and said, was this already pre-planned? It's like, was my father's suicide already pre-planned? Or,
oh, my.
I mean, shit happens.
Yeah, it does. But you were with somebody who claimed to love you.
Yeah.
And exactly. In reality, by the way, here's how I think women are evil. I think she was waiting for your 10th anniversary.
Yeah.
And damned if your dad didn't have to be murdered before your 10th anniversary, it ruined her whole plan.
No. Wasn't murdered, he shot himself.
Well, he killed himself.
Yeah.
It was suicide.
It was even worse.
Of course that's worse.
And then she went out and partied.
Oh, my God. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I guarantee you she was waiting for the 10th anniversary.
Yeah. I can, when I'm going through this right now, so I'll be honest with you, I've already looked up, that Adam Sachs, your sponsor, because
he'll be here, by the way. He'll be here in 45 minutes.
Oh, nice.
So if you like, we'll give you special dispensation. You can call back and talk with him.
Yeah, because I've got a restraining order against me. It's my whole situation is absolutely retarded.
You know what we're going to do? Hang on a second, Tyler. I'm going to have Dean take your phone number. And when Adam is here, we're gonna hook you up with him. I know he's listening now because he listens every day. And I'd love to get his take on what you just told us.
Yeah, I mean, my life right now is a wreck. Because I want my kids, I want to see my kids, but... You know, it has to be visitation rights and phone number. I've got to have, I can only talk to him on the phone. And it's just, it's brutal. And
unbelievable.
Take that away from me at the same time.
Well, you definitely need an attorney. There's no doubt about that. So hang on. Dean is going to get your phone number. And then when Adam Sachs is here in the next hour, we'll call you back and put you on with him.
I'm perfect. Thank you, sir.
All right. Tyler in San Diego. Wow. Unbelievable. 901-3000. Tom is our telephone number, and that's right. Divorce attorney Adam Sachs joins us at 6 p.m. Pacific time. If you're listening live, 9 p.m. Eastern time. And it's all coming up.
It's just like radio, except the asshole who runs it is on the air. 901-3000, Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Check this out. Our P1, Johnny Weiss, has got a way for you to start the new year off right with a well-deserved, affordable vacation. Just go to bargaintravels.biz and click on A Life of Adventure for a quick presentation. Destinations include Caribbean cruises, Hawaii, Europe, even Africa and Asia at prices you won't believe. It's bargaintravels.biz, or click through on our sponsors page at blowmeuptom.com. You can also call Johnny directly at 602-509-0902, and he'll answer all your questions. Got that number? 602-509-0902. Get away this winter with bargaintravels.biz. Trips are subject to availability, so don't wait. It's bargaintravels.biz.
Outer space. The cosmos. A vapid, infinite-reaching notion, completely devoid of all sound vibration, even new normal music. What now? I'm trying to do a goddamn new normal music promo. What?
What in the hell?
Oh my God, dude, I'm so glad you opened the door.
Art, stop. You forgot to bring your weed.
I'm bringing you weed?
You didn't bring any.
All right, well, let's pack a bowl and we'll figure this out.
No, you're not understanding the problem. We can't pack a bowl if there's no weed.
Wait a minute here. Hold on. Now, if I can somehow, in the recesses of my mind, manifest myself to come in here and warn me about the fact that I forgot weed today, I wonder...
All right, true power of Tyrant, taking a break from the swell.
You know, Riptide, you always show up just the right time.
Well, I brought Fat Doobie.
All right, I'll finish this new normal music space promo up next week right now. It's so cold.
All right, Roger.
But you got a lizard, bro.
You've heard me talk many times about Real Estate Network Group. They've been with us since day one, and we've been saying it all along. It's a great time to buy, folks. Interest rates are hovering at all-time lows. Check in with Real Estate Network Group right now and get a free consultation to discuss your long- and short-term goals. Give them a call right now, 310-784-8800. Real Estate Network Group, teaching their clients how to use real estate as a vehicle towards financial independence. And not by using theory or quoting books, they actually practice what they preach. They're investors themselves. Our friends at Real Estate Network Group understand that it's not just about properties, but it's also about lifestyle. So if you've been thinking about that beach house, these are the guys that'll help you take it from dream to reality. And there are good friends at Real Estate Network Group. Call them, 310-784-8800. Use their services, and they'll give you one free year membership to Premium Tom and the Gary and Dino Show. I said and. Yes, I did. Real Estate Network Group, 310-784-8800. Call now. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. Divorce attorney Adam Sachs joins us for a bonus hour coming up in 40 minutes from right now. But in the meantime, you know, while divorce is kind of the end of trying to believe in love with one particular person, we are talking about whether love exists at all. 901-3000-866, Myra. In San Antonio, you're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hello.
Is that a question or a statement?
Which one?
When you said hello, but you kind of went up at the end. Hello?
Oh, no, I was kind of nervous. I just said hello.
Oh. When do you plan to start speaking? Should I get on my calendar here? We'll make an appointment.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Did you want to know why I believe in love, or?
Well, why did you call?
Well, they told me to answer.
You called because I told you to call?
Yeah, they told me to, well, my friend told me to call.
Oh, and didn't you have something to say, or did you just call because you want to see if your phone works?
No. Well, I mean, I do believe in love. A lot of people nowadays don't believe in love. I think that was the question I was supposed to be with it.
Well, and why? Well, prove it. Prove it exists.
Well, I can't prove it. I mean, I haven't met the right person, but I still believe in it.
Why do you believe in it?
Because it's hard to explain when you actually love somebody.
But you don't love anybody, so tell me why you believe in it.
Well, I do have my parents who've, you know, gone through a lot of stuff, but they still stand by each other's sides, you know, even through the good and the bad.
Well, but you do realize that one out of two marriages in this country ends in divorce.
Because they don't try. They give up easily. They don't try to communicate. They don't try to...
Sometimes they leave because they've been abused by the other person. They've been cheated on by the other person.
But something's missing. I mean, if the person's doing something wrong, I mean, it doesn't mean that, okay, if the woman's doing something wrong, the man's going to beat her up or no. I mean, there has to be something wrong. Even if the person's doing a mistake, you know, one or another, there has to be something wrong. But I still think that there's some people that are meant to be, and sometimes things work out and they don't. But in the end, if, you know...
Why do you say... That's an interesting phrase. Some people are meant to be. What does that mean?
like, no matter what happens, you know, in the end, if you're going to be with that person, you know, even if you started a relationship wrong and it ended up bad, you know, with time, when sometimes some people mature or depending on the situation, you know.
Sometimes people just stay together because they have children.
Well, that's not a good choice or reason to stay together just because.
Do you have any brothers or sisters that are under 18?
I have a brother that's under 18.
How do you know your parents aren't just staying together for him?
No, because I tell my mom that she better not.
Well, I don't care what you tell your mom she better do. Your mom's going to do what she wants to do.
True. Well, I don't think that's the case, though, with that.
You won't know until your brother turns 18.
True, but I don't think so. No, my mom's pretty, she's verbal, you know, she'll say, you know, she could manage on her own, but I know a lot of women do stay with the person, the man, because of that reason. But
right, is that love?
No.
So that's not
more
love.
Like sometimes people just get used to it.
Some people get used to it. But it's not love.
Yeah, they get used to the person. That's not love, no.
Why do you need to be with someone?
Well, sometimes you just need someone's care, someone to push you.
Well,
you know,
love people who care. Your mom cares about you. I would guess your dad cares about you.
But there's a difference between the child.
Your brother cares about you.
But there's that's different.
What
though.
Is the
it's
difference?
Different from a man's care.
How so?
From a family care.
How so?
Because if your mom gives you a hug, that's a mother hug, you know. But if your man, if a woman, you know, gets her man's hug, it's like a protective hug, like, you know.
But it's a lie. Because, first of all, I tell you what, I've never loved anyone enough to stand in front of a bullet or to push them out of the way of an oncoming train. Never.
You know what?
I've never loved anyone enough to take a bullet for them or to push them out of the way of a speeding train.
I would.
You would?
Yeah.
Why?
Because if you care for someone, you know, why not? If you care for someone, you should be true and give yourself to that person. Sometimes it comes back, you know, as they don't, you know, appreciate what you do or they don't appreciate your love. But yeah, at least, you know, you suffer sometimes, you know, whether you're taking chances. It's a risk, you know. Because there's a lot of people out there who are fake, who will tell you things, who, you know, but it's just a risk that you take. You know, love is like taking a risk. If you learn.
But why do you need to do it? Why can't you just, you know, have
because
a wife,
life.
You have friends? You,
it's life, you know.
What do you mean it's life? Who decided that?
I mean, not like that, but I mean, it's life. It's points to your life, you know, with, you know, to take chances with love, you know, it's. You're going to have, you know, your ups and downs, but it's just...
Why can't you just have sex with people when you feel like it and the rest of the time tend to your other interests? Your family, your friends. Why do you need to devote your life to somebody?
How do I say it? No, you can't just have sex with any... I mean, there's times, yeah, there's a certain point in your life, you know, where you could just have, you know, your time of fun, you know, but there's just times, sometimes people just get...
So there comes a time when you stop having fun and then you have a boyfriend.
No, you can still have fun. I mean, I'm saying if someone's with a person that they love, it doesn't mean that they can't stop going out and having fun, going
but,
to... Well,
actually, it does.
Whatever, you know?
That's what it means.
No.
Going out to clubs, the purpose of that is to find a boyfriend. And if you're still going to clubs after you find a boyfriend, it means you're looking for another boyfriend.
No, not really. I mean, I've had my boyfriends, but I've gone to the clubs, and we have fun, you know. And
so you have a boyfriend?
No, but I've had a boyfriend, you know. But
what happened to him? I thought it was all about love.
Well, he cheated on me, and I'm not going to,
you
know.
He cheated on you. So let me understand this. You loved your boyfriend. And
no,
he,
I don't have a boyfriend.
No, but you loved your previous boyfriend. And he loved you, right?
So called, he said.
Right, and you believed him, right?
For some time. You know, yeah.
Until he fucked around. And then you didn't love him anymore. What kind of love is that?
I didn't say no. It's just hard, you know. Sometimes you just have to move on, you know.
So you still loved him, even after he had sex with someone else?
I mean, you can't stop what you feel, right?
Well, yeah, you can. If I love somebody and they put a knife in me, I would stop loving them right at that moment.
That's a whole different story. I mean, yeah, it's the same feelings. Yeah, I know. It felt like shit. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, but I guess I was kind of stupid in a way because I was kind of forgiving.
But that's my point. Maybe love, the way you romanticize it, doesn't exist in the first place.
It does. It just has to be with the right person.
Well, yeah, but the fact that you haven't found it indicates to me it might not exist.
No, I believe it still exists. I mean, I've had my ups and downs. I mean, I'm not going to say, you know, I had a couple bad, but it doesn't make me not believe that it's still not out there, you know, that it's still not going to happen.
There are people who believe they're going to win the lottery. And every week they buy another ticket. And what happens to them every week, Myra? What happens every week?
Well, there's no lottery winning tickets.
They lose, right?
Yeah.
And they keep buying tickets.
It's that hope that.
But what is the likelihood that people are going to win the lottery?
It's a small chance.
It's an infinitesimal chance. It's a decimal point chance. It's a decimal point of a decimal point.
Yeah.
Right?
But,
And it's the same thing with love, darling.
I don't think so.
Well, you are my prime example today.
What?
You believe in love. You can't find it. You had a boyfriend. He cheated on you. You're 23 years old. You still can't find a boyfriend who's loyal to you and loves you.
I don't think
Maybe he doesn't that. Exist.
He does. I'm really 22. That's a long time ahead of me, you know. I'm not really worried anymore. At first, you know, I'm just trying to live day by day. But I know that there's love somewhere out there, you know.
So you're spending your time trying to find love.
No, I'm spending my time trying to live my life.
So
you know,
are you going to like, where will you be on the night of February the 14th?
I don't know. We'll find out.
You don't even know. So here's the woman who believes in love, and on February 14th, she doesn't even know what she'll be doing. What does that tell you?
Hey, maybe I have a lot of different numbers up her ass's car. I don't know.
That's not love. That's having sex. Now, I guarantee you that. I guarantee. By the way, I tell the guys all the time, the night to go out by yourself, if you're a guy, it's February the 14th, because there'll be women like you out there waiting to do something that you'll regret for the rest of your life. And I want my boys to be the ones that you regret.
You want your boys to be the ones that I regret? No.
Right.
I grew up with brothers and a lot of guy cousins. I only have brothers, three brothers, and guy cousins. So, you know, I still believe in love, even though they're a bunch of little players and cheaters and liars, and they already told me.
But don't you understand that if you're saying that about your brother and your cousins, don't you realize they're men?
I know they're men. Yeah, I know. I've seen them, you know, have their girlfriend and still try to go fuck around and stuff.
Right.
Like that, you know? But I still believe that there's, because they're guys sometimes. Sometimes guys are just guys, but, you know, they do think sometimes that they're going to settle down and, you know, when they...
What do you mean? No, they're not. Right. No, they're not.
Well, they better, because it's not in front of me.
They're not.
No.
What are they? By the way, they're going to do exactly what they want. They're going to do exactly what your cousins do. They're going to do what your brother does, because that's how men are.
Not all of them. I'm sure not all of them.
Yeah, but you wouldn't date the ones who aren't like that. The ministers and the...
That's a whole... No.
You wouldn't date them. You won't meet them in the clubs either.
No, I know, but...
I mean, what kind of people do you think you're going to meet in a club, darling?
No, yeah, I know people who
dance. Men don't go there because they like... Men do not go to nightclubs because they like to dance.
Well, there's some people who actually like to go just to chill.
But that they are there. They're not there just to chill. They are there to bump nasty with you and then get you out the parking lot. That's what they're there for.
Well, that depends on the woman, though. A man will go as far as the woman lets them, you know, and it all depends on yourself if you're
going to
respect.
Any man who likes going to a nightclub is gay. Gay. Gay.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
The straight men at clubs are looking to get laid. Laid. Okay?
Okay.
You are not, men looking to get married are not going to nightclubs.
I'm going to go to church then. Will I find a man again?
Yeah, but you never, and that's why you'll never find anybody for you. Because you'll never date a guy from church, because you're going to think he's too square or too boring or whatever. Bailey, let's talk about the last boyfriend. Let's talk about the boyfriend. Was he a religious type? Did you meet him in the church basement?
No, I didn't meet him at church.
Where did you meet him?
At the flea market.
At the flea market, sure. That's where you meet men who are looking for monogamous relationships?
No, I was...
At the flea market.
Well, I mean, we talked for a while, so it was before we...
You talked for a while, so it had to be love, right?
No, I didn't say...
How did he become your boyfriend, if it wasn't love?
I mean, yeah, it was something like that.
Yeah, it was love, and then you found out he didn't give a shit about you.
Well, I mean... It's still love. It's just not true to love.
It's love.
You know, when I'm going to find my
So let me understand this. When a guy meets you, has sex with you, and then fucks around on you, it's still love. It's just not the kind of love you were looking for.
I'm sorry. What was
who's your coach saying? Over there? Who's telling you what to say?
No, that was my brother. He walked in because I was in his room, and he's like, telling me to get out of his room.
All right. But you do understand, that's not love. When you're dating somebody and they fuck someone else, that is not love.
No, from him, of course not.
Yeah, but see, I look at your judgment. You fell in love with a guy who wanted to fuck around on you.
Yeah, pretty much. It happened.
And that's pretty much what's out there, darling. And look around at your own male relatives, and you know it's true.
No, yeah, I mean... Like I said, I mean, I do believe that I'm going to find someone who's actually going to appreciate me and love me and stuff like that. But, I mean, I did.
Even though you never have found anybody like that.
No, but I still don't lose hope.
Well, I'm hoping for? I'm hoping that sometime around April that the Easter Bunny is coming to my home.
Oh, that's an imaginary thing.
So is love.
No, it's not.
I'm hoping that in December, Santa Claus is coming to town.
I could dress up as Santa Claus.
I'm hoping that I win the scratcher lottery. The fact that you're hoping for something doesn't mean it exists or will ever exist.
But it's not just hope. It's just that I know, you know.
How do you know?
I feel that
Prove
I know.
It. Or you feel that you know. That you don't know anything.
No, it's just something inside me that tells me, you're not, if you want something, you're not going to give
up. It's the same thing that told you that Santa Claus was coming on December 24th.
Santa Claus is not, that's a whole different story.
But you did believe that. You did believe that, didn't you?
Yeah, until I saw my parents putting the presents there. But
well, and by the way, and you still believe in love, too. And you're going to find out the hard way, just like you already found out once. But you're a glutton for punishment.
I've had my heart broken a couple of times, you know,
yeah.
And it still doesn't give up my faith in it, you know. I would like to get married one day, and nowadays people do not take that serious, you know, but I do, and I don't care if a lot of people, if I'm like one out of a thousand or million or out of a whole universe or world, whatever, you know, who doesn't believe in it, but.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take a break here. When I come back, Myra, I want you to stay on hold.
Okay.
And I'm going to let our audience weigh in with you about whether love exists or doesn't exist. Now, I'm not going to tell anyone what to say. We will take anyone who calls at 901-3000. Tom, it's 901-3000-866. And Myra, you hang on there. We're going to put callers on with you. And we're going to find out once and for all if these callers are in agreement with you or not. Are you up for it?
Okay, that's fine.
All right, Myra, hang on. And Dean will talk to you during the break, okay? Hang on there. All right. When we come back, we'll put her on fader 2 and the callers on fader 1. And we will see what the callers have to say to Myra from San Antonio. You heard what Myra has to say. Now let's get your reaction to Myra. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. 901-3000-866. 866. Still to come in 20 minutes, a bonus hour with divorce attorney Adam Sachs.
Some people say the Tom Likas show is obscene and dismissive. Fuck them. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas show.
Hey, P1s, our show and our company, The New Normal, are one big experiment. And whether we continue into the future depends on whether we can generate enough revenue to pay our guys and our various expenses. One painless way you can help to guarantee that we'll be here is to use the Amazon.com link at blowmeuptom.com or on our Facebook page. Now, we don't ask you to buy anything you don't want or need. By clicking on our Amazon link, you'll get the same low Amazon prices you always get. And Amazon will look exactly the same to you. But the New Normal gets credit every time you visit Amazon through our link. By using the Amazon link at blowmeuptom.com, you can get computers, electronics, games, clothing, just about anything, even groceries, at ridiculously low prices. And the revenue we get from Amazon helps us to keep the number of commercials to a reasonable level. Do it while you're thinking about it. Go to blowmeuptom.com or the Tom Likas Show Facebook page and click on our Amazon links to do your Amazon shopping. And pass our link along to your friends. The Amazon.com link from blowmeuptom.com.
There's a new normal channel with Tom Likas. There's a new normal channel for lizards. There's a new normal channel with balls. There's a new normal channel with 50,000 in a row. And then there's a new normal channel that just screws with your head 24/7. That channel is Great Big Radio. Great Big Radio. Two generations of awesome power pop. Stuff you know very well with stuff you forgot about. And stuff you never heard before but will blow you away. I said blow. So, enjoy 50,000 Lizards with Balls 101. And when you want to hear classic hits and the songs that should have been, go straight to
Great Big Radio.
24/7 at GreatBigRadio.com, the TuneIn app, and the Great Big Radio app for the iPhone.
On this show, I love talking about how to save money. Well, here's one great way to save some money. If you need insurance, Costlo Insurance is the place to go to get the best deal. That's COS. T-L-O, Costlo. Independent, family-owned and operated since 1965, big fans of our show, and they're just great people. You know, when I was having trouble getting my Tesla Model S insured, and I was having trouble, Costlo got the job done, quick, easy, total pleasure to deal with. Are you kidding? I'm so proud to be insured through Costlo. I think it's great. Now, you really should give them a call. Get a free, no-obligation quote at this number, 818-707-7711. Or visit CostloInsurance.com and see how much you can save. Now, they represent lots of A-plus rated insurance companies, and they'll work with you to get the right protection at the right price. For property, auto, commercial, health, or life insurance. It's 818-707-7711. Competitive rates for all risks, from DUIs to spotless driving records, from basic liability to comprehensive full coverage policies. Do what I did. Call 818-707-7711 or visit Costlo.com today. Costlo, COSTLO. The Tom Likas Show. 901-3000. Tom is our telephone number. All right, we got Myra. And now, all these other callers want to talk to Myra. And let us start here with Mike in Los Angeles. Mike, you're on with Myra. Hello.
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Doing great.
Hey, Myra, let me just ask you something. How naive are you?
I don't think I'm naive. I don't care. I still believe in it.
Well, I'm going to put it to you this way. I've been with a girl for 4 years. I do not want to mention her name. And she swears that our love is, like, infinite. There's nothing but our true love. And I never stop fucking around. There's no such thing as love. It's all about convenience and what the other person has to give you in return for your so-called love.
I don't know. You must have a guilt-free conscience or something, but you must believe in karma. I mean, if you don't believe in karma, I do too. So, you know, what goes around comes around one way or another,
karma.
You know?
I never said I treat my girl wrong, but what I'm saying is everyone just uses each other to your best convenience, and once you are done using the person that you're with, or once you realize that the other person is fucking around on you, then you move on, and then you cry for a month, and love both
away. Okay. I got feelings, you know. I don't mind crying, you know. It's okay. It happens, you know. But I'm not going to just go fuck around or, I mean, I learned from my mistakes, of course, you know. I'm going to be next time more, a little bit more on guard.
That way because
I still believe in love.
I mean, Tom, help me out here. How do I explain to this woman that love is just a person, love is just basically the mentality that a person has that can't stand reality?
Well, I've been trying to explain it to Myra. That's why I figured I'd let some of the callers explain it.
I mean, there's no other possible way. Every guy that you're going to be with is going to find a broad that's going to find, he's going to find her completely attractive. I'm not saying that you might be ugly or anything. I'm just saying that you're going to go fuck her because it's just what men do. We all do it. Your family's showing you reality, and whichever guy that you think you love or you think they love you is going to do the same thing to you, honey. You need to open up your eyes, then concentrate on yourself. Love yourself and fuck around. You'll be much happier without any strings attached.
All right, Mike, thank you for that. Nick in College Station, Texas. You're on the Tom Likas Show. Myra is in San Antonio, Texas.
Oh, wow, right next door. Hey, Myra and Tom, how you doing tonight?
Great.
Hey, I want to give you a little background. Parents were divorced when I was about 14, and I got sent off to live with my father because my mother kicked me out because I was just too rambunctious and didn't really want to listen to her. So, you know, my mother left, and slowly all three of my other siblings came to live with us, with me and my father. And my mother, when we would go visit her on the weekends, slowly started turning into a drug, you know, drugs. She got a hold of meth, and she ended up leaving us and just left us. And I remember the last straw before my dad finally, you know, had to end up taking custody was she was in the back of the house, and my twin sister walked in on her getting a syringe ready to shoot up her friend. And, you know, this is my own mother that was supposed to be watching us, you know, and here she is in the back of the house, you know, getting stuff ready. And to do this stuff when her kids are there. And, you know, she left after that. And if that doesn't show you that there is no such thing as love, how can your own mother do this to you? How can she do that and just leave me? You know, and that's a biological thing. You know, that's your own mother, and she did this to me. And It's to this day, you know, I'm 27 years old, and I still remember that day like it was yesterday. And I don't believe in love. There's no way that you can have something like that and believe that someone will always be there for you, because it doesn't exist, you know. It doesn't exist. It's a facade. It's an imaginary thing that we like to tell ourselves.
What do you think, Myra?
Well, first of all, I'm really sorry, you know, that you had that kind of a mother, because my mom would never do anything like that, no matter what. We could be starving, and she would give us the last piece of bread right there before anything, you know. So it also comes on the background that anybody comes from, you know, as how you grow, you know, as what you believe in because of what you go through.
Well, your brother was raised by the same mother, and look what he believes.
Huh?
Was it your brother raised by the same mother?
Yeah.
And what does he believe?
He's downstairs. You want me to ask him or?
No, I'm. You told me earlier that your brother and your cousins are fuck around.
But my brothers. I mean, they're young. My brother's 20, And my
20 is an adult.
24.
And 24 is an adult, but, too.
Man, don't mature into older, you know, until they're probably, like, probably, you know, older than that. You know.
Are they
going to be trying to fuck?
No.
I mean, some of them. Not the majority, of course, are going to be fucking around. But younger ones, I mean, I don't expect to. Oh, I think I'm going to have to go.
You're going to have to go?
Hold on. Just give me 1 second.
What is going on? Do you have a baby?
Yes, I have a baby.
Your baby?
Yes, my baby.
What the fuck? Why do you have a baby?
Because I fell for someone, you know, and things, just like I said, didn't go how I was.
And is the father of that baby the guy who fucked around on you?
Oh, yeah, he did a lot of stuff.
Oh, wow. Well, that's just great. Why did you have a baby? Why did you let that happen? Let me guess. Because you're Mexican, you don't use birth control, and he didn't use birth control, right?
No, we actually planned on having him. You know, of course you didn't use, but we...
Why did you do that?
It was our decision.
No. I know it was your decision. Why did you make a decision like that? You think that was a smart decision?
No, but it kind of helped me, I guess.
Helped you what?
Well, sometimes, you know, I do not explain it.
Well, let me explain what it is not helping you do, and that is finding a man. Because what man wants to take over? What man wants to take over some other man's responsibility?
I don't need no man to take your responsibility. I don't have no child support. I don't need
child support. Let me tell you, sister, every time a man gets involved with a woman who has a kid, eventually that kid is going to become his responsibility. That's the way it works. Right?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear the
every
question.
Time, look, you may be taking care of your kid alone now, but if you were with a man, you would expect that man to help you. Help you babysit, help you if the kid wakes up in the middle of the night, and things like that, wouldn't you?
Depends.
No, it doesn't depend, darling. That's exactly what would happen.
For me, it depends, because I don't like to depend on nobody or on a man. And I have my kids settled. I have them on my own. Like, it depends.
Kids?
You know, I'm not gonna be...
How many kids do you have? Wait a minute. Did you say kids? How many kids do you have?
I have two.
Two?
Yes.
With the same guy?
Yes.
And you think that was a good plan?
It just... happened.
No, you made it happen.
No, I didn't. I mean, of course, I wasn't taking the correct, I guess,
birth control.
Yeah, you know, but it doesn't mean that. I mean, I don't think anything less of myself. I mean, I learned.
Well, everyone else does.
I don't care what anybody else thinks. I'm not gonna go by life, but what anybody else thinks, but what I think.
So now this is getting even more interesting. You're 23 and you've got two kids by a guy who didn't even love you.
Well, he got hooked on meth also, like the other guy said.
And he got hooked on meth, and you were cool with that.
And no, that's how I found out afterwards when he started. I mean, he did start hitting me. And
he was hitting you. You're proving my point. You know, when I started talking to you, you made it sound like, well, you met one guy, it didn't work out, you're still looking for love. Now we find out that the guy you loved was a tweaker. He's the father of your two kids that you had, which you couldn't afford to have. That's why you live at home with your mom. Right?
Right now, yeah. I'm
yeah.
With my parents.
Not just right now. You're there until you meet the man of your dreams, whoever that might
be. My medical assistant certification. I'm going back to school. I mean, it doesn't mean I'm going to be here for the rest of my life. No, of course
not. No, but you're already 23, and you're, what year will you...
I just turned 22.
22. What year will you be getting out of there? How many years?
In a couple of months, not years.
You're leaving in a couple of months. And how are you going to afford an apartment for three people?
It's easy. You just got to work hard, you know. If you work hard for what you want, you're going to achieve it.
All right.
No matter what. I mean, like my aunts always told me, two people can't be from the same place. People, okay, You know, you have to just limit yourself. I'm not going to have the fancy lifestyles, okay, but that doesn't mean that it's going to
stop. Fancy lifestyle? You're not,
I mean,
darling, you're going to be in line with the EBT card. That's where you're going to be. You're going to be at WIC.
No, I could work for my own. I could, I mean.
You have to support three people.
To work harder and be, you know, for what.
Well, why didn't you educate yourself before you had babies?
It happens, but that
no,
means-
no, it does not. No, rain happens, tornadoes happen, earthquakes happen. This
happened.
You made it happen. You made it happen.
Great at that moment, of course. You know, I was 18. You know,
why were you doing that?
Because if I guess it just I don't answer that question.
Why not?
Well, when you fall in love with someone, you're stupid and you're blind.
You fell in love with a meth head. You fell in love with a fuck around. You fell in love with an irresponsible person who didn't love you. And you had two babies with a person.
He wasn't like that back then.
No, he changed later on. It was all the meth.
Yeah.
It was all about the meth.
He changed a lot.
It was all about the meth, yes.
Cool.
Otherwise, he was a wonderful
person.
People
can still change, you know. People
but they don't.
Change, you know,
but they like, don't. They don't change for you, darling.
They do.
No, they don't. They don't.
I mean, for him, I expect him to change for himself and his kids, not for me.
He's not going to.
Yeah, I don't care.
He's a meth head. He's a loser. What does he do for a living?
They could go. What is it? He used to work fixing 18-wheeler trucks.
What does he do today?
Right now, he's going to the doctor for that. He's getting medication, and he's starting to get back to work.
In other words, unemployed and a loser.
I don't know. I don't like to judge people, you know.
Really? How much child support does he pay?
I don't have him in child support.
Why not?
Because I don't need his help.
Because he's a loser, and he can't afford to pay child support.
No, he can. You know?
Really? You just said he doesn't have a job.
That's his decision.
He does not have a job.
Even if he had a job.
Did you tell me he didn't have a job? Did you tell me he didn't have a job?
I know. I said that he's starting to get.
What does he do for a living today?
Work on 18-wheelers.
No. You told me he used to do that and that now he's going to the doctor.
His dad has a company in that, so his dad has...
But he's currently not working. He's currently in rehab.
No, he's been a month working. He got out of that. He's been a month back, getting back on his feet and...
Loser.
Getting medication for that.
Drug addict, a loser. Loser.
Nah.
You had babies with a loser.
No, not if they get back on their feet. I mean, we all make mistakes.
Oh, do you plan to get back with this loser after
because
he's done being a loser?
Love. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that, you know, there's people who've gone so low in their life, but they, you know, get back up and they, you know, become stronger because of the things that they go through.
But we have no reason to believe at this point, we have no reason to believe that he is one of those.
Well, I mean... I don't know. I'm just saying that I'm not going to say anything. I don't judge anybody.
I do.
You know, because I'm...
Loser.
Okay, well, that's you.
He's a loser.
Anyways.
Nothing wrong with saying somebody's a loser when they are a loser.
Well, for my part, it was love either way, so...
I know. All right. Darling, you loved a loser. Some of us do that. I've loved losers, but at least I can admit they were losers. I don't have so much pride as to try to pretend they were not losers. And then I love them for the wrong reasons.
I don't like to name call people. I don't like to point fingers and
I like calling. I like calling. I like calling a spade a spade. And if someone's a loser, I'm going to call them a loser.
Okay.
Okay. You call me anytime, okay?
Okay.
Myra, thank you so much. A bonus hour coming up next with divorce attorney Adam Sachs. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number.
The world is listening. The world needs to hear from you. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it is time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys of Gary Zeno.
Yay.
Part by Beer Magazine. Wake up over there, man. Go to blowmeupTom.com. Click on the Beer Magazine banner. Get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the number one selling magazine on newsstands devoted to beer. It's Beer Magazine, the LADA has filed documents alleging that Chris Brown might have lied about completing community service.
Wait a minute, Chris Brown lied?
Jeez.
Come on now.
Jesus.
Chris Brown is an upstanding citizen. He's never done a damn thing in his life.
Yeah. He needed to complete community service hours for his probation on his felony conviction of beating his then-girlfriend Rihanna.
All he had to do was be cool,
right.
Follow exactly what the judge told him to do, mm-hmm. and all will be well.
Right.
Well, it sounds like good old-fashioned Chris Brown went back to his old roots, right. which is lying, cheating, and stealing.
Mm-hmm.
So our good friend looks like he may not have satisfied the judge's yeah. orders, and guess what that means? You're going to have the original, I guess, judgment yeah. against you. So
our boy's I knocking hope. It out of the park. He really is.
He is. If he's, he goes from that to beating up gay dudes, allegedly.
The Chris Brown news never ends. According to TMZ, Frank Ocean told police he was called a faggot during his brawl with Chris Brown moments before Brown threatened to shoot him. This, of course, was all over a parking space at a recording studio. Apparently, Chris Brown parked in Ocean's space.
Yeah, that's what happens when you park in Ocean.
Ocean told police that Brown tried to shake his hand, but Ocean refused, telling Brown he was in his spot. Ocean claimed that when Brown punched him in the face, according to the report, Ocean said two of Brown's goons then jumped him and started to kick him, and at some point somebody yelled that he was a faggot. Yeah, he doesn't know who it was, but that's what he heard.
That's just what he heard.
Now Tony Parker getting in on the action.
What?
Chris Brown's volcanic temper is, in particular, in his recent blow-up with Frank Ocean, has ironically become Tony Parker's secret weapon in a lawsuit against a New York City nightclub. That's where Parker...
Oh, that's where that fight broke out.
...is suing them for $20 million, saying
yeah.
that they should have known that Chris Brown had this violent reputation and I should have booted his ass out of
it. You know what? I disagree with that because this is going to put the onus on clubs to, like...
Right.
How could they... Listen, I'm an idiot. So are they going to stop me from going in because I've had prior convictions?
No argument for me.
Oh,
you
wait a minute.
You definitely are an idiot.
Whoa. Just because I hit somebody with a baseball bat a bunch of times doesn't mean I shouldn't be able to go into a club. I'm a reformed person.
Yeah, right. By the way, Rihanna, speaking of which, has just done a new photo shoot with that Terry Richardson.
Yeah, Terry Richardson's a bit weird. Yeah,
probably the better pictures that we've seen of Rihanna in a long time. I'm just not into her. I don't know what it is.
I'm really not into her either. I'm not so fond of her titties. I think that she could do a lot better, and I see a lot of hype over something that really doesn't deliver all that much. And plus, she likes a dude that punches her in the face.
Mm-hmm. Right. Chris Humphries just filed legal documents saying he doesn't understand the urgency for a quick divorce and he shouldn't have to jump just because Kim Kardashian got knocked up.
Right, because she's already with somebody else and is already knocked up. So that's more than reason why Chris should stay with her longer.
Dude,
it makes all the sense in the world, right,
taking,
Chris?
Dude is taking his time. He's dragging his feet. He's loving this.
You know what it is, too? I think a lot of this has to do. I'm sure he's getting terrific consultation by a divorce attorney, a lot like...
Yeah.
Adam Sachs, who will be telling his client, listen, continue to act like you're still married, and this way you'll be able to extract more money from her.
Right.
It wasn't a sham.
No, definitely not. Doctors in Australia are warning about the rise of do-it-yourself penis implants, which could lead to fatal infections. They say men are using objects such as melted toothpaste caps, buttons, and dice to extend their penises.
Exactly. Here's the situation, fellas. And the warning is built right in. If you put dice caps, if you put a toilet or anything from toiletries in your cock, you will die and your penis will fall off. Thank you.
Pick alert for you. Miley Cyrus in jean shorts wedged right up her ass. You think, oh, this is probably good. Not so much.
Oh, bummer. I haven't opened up the picture
yet. It looks pretty fucking weird.
I'm going to open up right now. I'll tell you right now if it's good.
And if you haven't gotten enough of that Barbra Folly commercial where she kisses a dude for GoDaddy, a little fat kid, there's now an uncensored version. The kissing goes on for like another 15 seconds, and she's just jamming her tongue down his throat.
Holy crap. It looks to me from this video that she sticks his hand down the pants there, and she jerks him off. So that's pretty
unbelievable.
That's a different video.
That one I haven't seen yet.
Sorry. It's a different video. It's not the same video.
Speaking of jerking off, check out Jennifer Love Hewitt's new video for her client list show. I have no idea why, but they made a music video for the client list.
I think she does fancy herself as a singer, so this is her way of launching her music.
She's wearing some pretty good outfits in it.
Not bad, really, to me. This 33-year-old broad with humongous cans really gets the job done.
There you have it. Like us 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
Come along.
Be sure to check out our podcast at GaryandDino.com. There's a brand new show every Friday, GaryandDino.com. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, we are back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
Hey, you ever take a great picture and think to yourself, that'd make a great t-shirt, but you don't know the first thing about making it happen? Well, now you do. Just visit CustomPicturePrinting.com. Images, logos, original slogans. These guys can put it on a tee, but it doesn't stop there. Sweatshirts, drink coasters, you name it. They get it done. Our friends at CustomPicturePrinting.com make it easy to submit and customize any order, and they use quality materials and long-lasting ink on items available from small to 4XL. CustomPicturePrinting.com. No minimum order. You can order just one or 100. Hey, they're followers of the Tom Likas Show. Check them out today. CustomPicturePrinting.com.